This is the famous story of the bandit, Vus Villa. The scene opens in a saloon where Bronco Bill has just come in for an eye-opener.
Howdy, Joe.
Howdy, Bronco. What's your poison today?
Set me up a bottle of snake juice, Joe, and have a nip yourself.
Don't mind if I do, Bronk.
What's all the boys, Joe? Mighty unusual to see this here thirst emporium deserted.
Well, the sheriff got a posse together. They're all down at Coyote Pass.
What's playing down there, Joe?
Well, Bronk, haven't you heard about all the rustling going on here hereabouts?
No.
Well, nigh on to 300 head of cattle stolen last night from Page 5 and Buck Benny's Grip and NBC Ranch.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, that don't worry me none.
Well, it may not worry you now, but maybe this will. When you get to Page 7, you're going to find 50 head of your cattle missing.
My cattle? I'll bet it's the work of Buck Simmons.
No, it ain't Buck Simmons. No, 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 no. Impossible, Bronco. And if what Jeff Carson told the sheriff is true, it might be that half-breed, Vus Villa.
You don't say.
Yeah, do say. And if Jeff ain't right, I'll eat your sombrero. Always had my suspicions about that half-breed. Always up to something ornery.
Why, I see him night after night hitting an awful gait down at Crazy Dog Saloon. And you can't keep that up just loafing.
Well, Bronco, all I can say, if things turn out the way I'm figuring, I calculate to see you hanging around here shortly.
Hope so, Joe. I ain't seen a necktie party since we strung up Cheyenne Pete.
Bronk, understand, with all the money Cheyenne made from wrestling, he ups and dies without leaving no estate.
He sure did leave an estate. He left nigh on a half gallon.
That's a cocker, yes, sir. Oh, boy. Hear the boys now. Well, 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 well. Hello, Sheriff. Did you get what you went after?
Since I've been Sheriff of Cowhide, I always get what I goes after.
Too
this
hot.
Time it's a half-breed. And here it is. And what's more, he's confessed.
Well, if it ain't Vus Miller, what you aiming to do with him, Sheriff?
What I always does with him. String him up.
Where does the hanging take place?
Right down the road a piece.
Well, are we invited? Come on, we'll all
sure,
go and leave
on,
our horses
Joe.
Here. Where are you going to hang him?
Oh, I said right down the road piece, about a mile.
Oh, wait a minute. Vus Miller want to talk?
Yes, I want to talk, Sheriff. You mean to say you make me walk mile to get hung?
What you kicking about? We have to walk back. Come on, boys. Don't forget the rope. Throw it over that second limb, Jeff. That's it. What do you want for your last meal, Vus Villa? You can have anything.
I want wine, Senor, wine.
Well, any particular kind?
Si, 1995.
Sheriff, before I go to be hung, I'd like to hear once more Senor Eddie Lee sing for me the song Gold Mine in the Sky, yes?
Okay, sing it, Eddie.
There's a gold mine in the sky, far away. We will find it, you and I, some sweet day. There'll be clover just for you down the line, where the skies are always blue, pal of mine. Take your time, oh mule, I know you're growing lame, but you pasture in the stars when I strike my claim. And we'll set up there and watch the world roll by. When we find that long lost gold mine in the sky, far away, far away in the sky.
Well, Vus Villa, you got anything to say before we string you up?
Before you string me up, yes, Sheriff. What day is today?
Monday.
All I got to say is it's a rotten way to start the week. Thanks for coming over, Buck, and good luck with Hollywood Roundup. And now, folks, in response to numerous requests from many of our listeners, we bring you again this week the St. Brendan's Choir from St. Brendan's Church of Los Angeles. 20 boys, voices ranging in 8, and less than 8, from their ages from 8 to 14. They're going to sing Stepping Out to the Opera. Go ahead, boys, sing it before your voices change. Brendan's Church of Los Angeles.
Next Thursday, November 25th, is the day for National Thanksgiving. In keeping with this beautiful American tradition, our sponsors, Gaffers and Sattler, have requested that we read the following open letter. Quote, "To the housewives of California, we wish to thank every one of you for your generous support and continued acceptance of our efforts to manufacture the finest gas range ever built. It is your confidence and support that has made it possible for us to manufacture and to sell more Gaffers and Sattler gas ranges throughout the state of California than any other make. We pledge ourselves to be worthy of your good faith by continuing to give you the latest in style and efficiency, together with the finest workmanship and quality at the lowest possible price. Sincerely wishing each of you a bountiful and happy Thanksgiving Day, may we again say to you, the housewives of California, thank you. Signed, Bill Gaffers, Jack Gaffers, George Sattler."
Were you listening to the radio? Or you'd rather hear the president? Well, of course. You enjoy the president's fireside chats more than you do anything else on the radio? Why? Oh, nobody butts in to sell anything. Oh. Well, look, Mom, you hang on. I got a little Thanksgiving piece to say. 3 centuries ago, the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock and gave thanks, for New England was a happier place to live in. Last week, 3 centuries later, this humble pilgrim landed a rock, and today, a week later, it looks like Hollywood is a happier place to live in. For the many people who are listening to this program for the first time, I give you a short resume. Folks, I've been earning a fairly good living out here and have made many friends in the motion picture industry. And so I took it upon myself to begin a crusade against the sponsored gossipers on the radio who took on interest for the products that their advertising have used and abused the personal reputations of actors and actresses in the most outrageous manner. Is news really so hard to get that they are forced to dig up old skeletons and hold them to view on the pretense of congratulating the victim on his reformation? Is it really complimentary to shout, "Congratulations, Joe Dopes. Glad to see you finally sobered up and are no longer kicking your wife in the swimming pool." Well, folks, today it is a compliment, more of a compliment to those I attacked than it is to me, to say that their programs this week have shown us they have seen the error of their ways. And I'm sure that if they continue being fair, their sponsors, the people who own the products the gossip has advertised, will soon have the courage of their own convictions and stand behind their men behind the microphones. And their programs will not begin with, "We do not formulate what you are going to hear. We have nothing to do with what our star is saying." The producer of a motion picture presents his product with pride. He doesn't have a foreword on the screen saying he is not responsible for what's going to happen. I hope that these sponsors will see the fairness of my argument. And if so, I am sure they will gain ever so more many listeners and ever so much more respect. But if they don't, and if the powers of the motion picture industry back me up, I will prove this fact, that if a man selling oleomargarine, suits, soap, fish, buttons, or any other commodity can say over the air through a mouthpiece, "So-and-so is committing suicide if he makes this picture. In other words, don't you go to see it, folks. It'll be rotten." If he says that and then says, "But my product is very good, be sure and buy it," then what court of equity will stop me or anybody else from saying on the air, "Come to see my play or picture, but don't buy so-and-so's clothes, soap, fish, buttons, because they're rotten." And so to you gentlemen who are commentators, we salute your attitude at this moment. Keep up the good work. And as for Tiny Me, well, I will repeat what a certain gentleman said some weeks ago on the air. He said the issue is closed as far as I'm concerned. I say that as well, but I add the issue is closed unless you boys open it up. And so, boys and ladies and gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving. Peace on earth to men of goodwill. Hello? Hello, Mom. Did you hear my made a speech again? Oh, yeah? Oh, you like it? There's too much excitement in the house? What happened now? I hear a lot of noise. What is it? Anna's fella just ran away with the Thanksgiving turkey? Oh, when I see him, I'll knock the stuffings out of him. Good night, Mom. Good night, everybody.
George Jessel, 30 Minutes in Hollywood with Tommy Tucker and his orchestra, Amy Arnell, Eddie Lee, and the wonder child Josephine Starr brought you guest appearances of the beloved Western actor Buck Jones, the dramatic star of the screen Helen Twelve Trees, and the St. Brendan's Choristers under the direction of Bob Mitchell. Join us in George Jessel's office next week. The doors will be open at 3 p.m. Mr. Jessel's guest will be the world's greatest writer of popular songs, Irving Berlin. All brought to you from Hollywood through facilities of the Don Lee Network. George Jessel's 30 Minutes in Hollywood is brought to you by Gaffers and Sattler.
Heard on this program was the selection, "More Power to You," from the merry-go-round of 1938. 30 Minutes in Hollywood comes to you from the Don Lee Studios in Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.